And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 18th of May, 2016. It was on this day in 1860 in Chicago, the Republican National Convention, Abraham Lincoln was nominated for president. He was nominated in part because he took a moderate position on slavery. Two of his rivals, William Seward and Edward Bates, supported the complete eradication of slavery across the country. Lincoln was only in favor of curbing the expansion of slavery and limiting it to the South. And he had won over doubters from the East, Lincoln had, with his speech in New York City just 3 months before. 1,500 New Yorkers went to see him at Cooper Union. They were astonished at how awkward and ungainly Lincoln was, which then made them even more astonished at how articulate he was as a speaker. It's the birthday of Tina Fey, born in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, 1970. Mother worked in a brokerage firm. Her father was a university grant proposal writer. She was a high school honor student in the drama club, performed in a summer theater group, went to the University of Virginia, studied playwriting and acting, moved to Chicago after college, 1992. She took night classes at the Improv Training Center, the Second City, worked at the YMCA during the day, then started performing with the Second City. She traveled around the country, did 8 shows a week. 3 years later, hired as a sketch writer for Saturday Night Live, and she quickly rose to head writer. Went on to write and star in her own comedy series, 30 Rock. Came out with a memoir in 2011, Bossy Pants. Went to number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list. And in response to people who said that women are not funny, Tina Fey said, "I don't like Chinese food, but I don't write articles trying to prove that it doesn't exist." It's the birthday of the director and film producer Frank Capra, born in Sicily in 1897, came to Los Angeles as a boy, worked odd jobs at the Columbia Studios, and began making his films in 1928. It Happened One Night, Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, You Can't Take It With You, Arsenic and Old Lace, and It's a Wonderful Life in 1946. Frank Capra, who said, "I wanted to glorify the average man, not the guy at the top, not the politician, not the banker, just the ordinary guy whose strength I admire, whose survivability I admire." Here's a poem by Joe McDougall entitled "The Ferry." Whenever we needed to cross the Arkansas, we had to take the dirt road to the ferry. My father would drive, my mother would fret about missing the on-ramp, driving off the other end, getting caught by the dark. After we bumped ourselves on with a few other cars, after the ferry coughed us away from shore, the operator would shut the motor off to drift as long as he dared. Then we'd hear the motor again, arguing with the current. Thus, we kept our course, the river suffering us, the sun easing down, darkness closing over us, merciless as water. The Ferry, a poem by Joe McDougall from In the Home of the Famous Dead, published by the University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.